Donnie. Dude, you're right on point, man. DRM does suck, like I told you in that audio boo that I sent from Twitter Pro, or that audio attachment. DRM sucks. I've been saying that for years. And the motion studios, motion picture studios, the record labels, they all came out with DRM, invented DRM. Well, they didn't invent it, but they came out with it to prevent people from, quote-unquote, stealing their shit. And the fact of the matter is, if somebody wants to steal it, they're going to. And this BS DRM that they've implemented, you know, from game discs to DVDs to online content, both audio and video, it only prevents the honest people from doing what they should be able to do, and that is transfer the media that they purchased from one of their devices to another one. You see what I'm saying? So the only people that DRM never affects are the people that are online pirating shit, stealing stuff, whether it's on peer-to-peer networks, news groups, you know, just garbage like that. Those people, because those people know how to get around it. They're the savvy hackers out there, whether it's white hat or black hat hackers, it doesn't matter. You know, they're the people that they get around it. And, you know, the honest users are the ones that always end up getting screwed. But, you know, going back to switching platforms, I didn't say that you were going to. And I'm glad that you got the Zune. You're an Apple fan in training. I just think that you need to be around the right people to fully be able to learn and understand what it is that the Mac can do for you. Now, you use your iPhone like nobody's business. I just don't really think that you've been able to sit down and do everything that on a Macintosh that could start leaning you the other direction. And if you never do, that's cool. You know, I've always said, again, that the best piece of technology for everybody is going to be different. It's whatever is best for you to do your job. And if that ends up being a PC, then great. If it ends up being a Mac, then great. If you want to stick it to the man and you want to use Linux, then hey, you know, do what you got to do. You know what I mean? But for me, I was a lifelong PC user, and my experience with PCs is more than most because I have certifications in Windows. I've worked in the IT world. I've worked, you know, in client server environments. I've owned a small business where I did, you know, consulting, and I've built hundreds, if not hundreds, probably a few thousand machines. I used to take clients shopping with me, and we'd build their machines from scratch, and I've had to support that stuff. And my switch to the Mac was long, long overdue. And, you know, the iPhone, like I said, I know I have more than $400 in apps invested since I got my iPhone. So if you look at the cost of my iPhone, my wife's iPhone, what we paid for those. As a matter of fact, I'm on my third. I bought the original one. From the original, went to the 3G. So I had a 2G, 3G, and now a 3GS. And my wife has a 3G. She'll be getting a 3GS soon. All the apps that I've bought, I mean, two apps alone cost me $200. So I know I've easily spent an extra $200 to $300, probably more, on other apps. You know, you dollar here, dollar there, and I've bought a lot of apps. So you know, again, that all comes into the cost of, you know, me deciding to be on this platform. Now, there's other devices out there that are cool, but there's nothing out there that can pry this phone out of my hands, even if I didn't have the apps that I do. Now, when you add the apps on top of that, it makes it a lot more difficult to leave, even to consider to leave. So I have fun sitting back watching everybody else, you know, get Palm Pre's and whatnot, and I have respect for those devices. I really do, because if it weren't for the device, it weren't for the Palm Pre's of the world and the improving HTC devices like the Touch and the Touch 2 rather, and the Google OS. I'm watching football and the name's escaping me right now. So those devices are ultimately going to make the iPhone better, and it has. If you look at what the iPhone was when it first came out to what it is today, you know, we can say that Apple does right by their customers. Their products evolve. Can we say the same thing about Microsoft and other companies? To some extent, yes. To some extent, no. So that's it, man. Have fun listening to me ramble if you want. Cut me off. I don't care. See you.